Today's review show on the Anfield Wrap after Arsenal 0, Liverpool 2. It's Dan Morgan, Neil Atkinson and Sean Rogers to discuss a massive win for Liverpool at the Emirates Stadium. And Sean, we get the team the hour before the game. It's to look at it in terms of what we know about Arsenal this season. I watched Neil's stats show, which was very good before the game. Yeah, really good. And just to look at some of the bits around Arsenal, how they perform, and I mean they're basically par for the course in terms of XG. Not the most intense side, which is interesting given what they've tried to do in the past. And also I think a little bit of the sort of previous MO of goals scored against Arsenal, particularly at that location. I'm thinking a couple of the goals in terms of the counter press, Jota's at Anfield this season, Jota's at the Emirates last season. So with all of that, there's no Mohamed Salah in Liverpool's lineup. What do you think he's gone for based on, you know, the momentum, the amount of games and also this particular fixture?
I thought that they might have been gearing Bobby up to start last night, and you can only assume that he must have been extremely close to doing so. Fitness-wise, and I think also from a sharpness point of view, we obviously go on to see that later when he comes on. I think he's had, probably in pencil, might have even used like a Stabilo, if they're still a thing, at Kirby, just to put a marker on Thiago, Henderson and Fabinho for this one. So I think in his own mind, he's pretty close to the side that he'd have wanted to put out. It would have been very interesting if Salah hadn't had the knock, because then you wonder, would he have still been tempted to put Jota in? There's a number of reasons why you might have it, and then who would have missed out? But I think in seeing his team selection, especially the shape of the midfield and everything, that he's seeing this as the end of a run, which we all know that it is.
Yeah.
And that also shows the seriousness. We all know the seriousness of the game. But I really do think for Klopp, this was, as I say, this was absolutely vital. That I think you basically get as close as we're going to an insight as to what a final team would look like. What any tactics or opposition aside, close to what he thinks his first choice side is. Obviously, with the question mark, I guess, that if Salah's available, what you do with the other two positions in the side, that might be a bit of a toss-up coin, perhaps.